Some of the most comforting words that I have read in the scripture is when Jesus is with people in times of crisis and of great fear, and he says, "Fear not, I am. I am here." It's Jesus. You know, Jesus is always with us. And I get fearful about things sometimes, sometimes about the most minor things. I get fearful I won't get all my work done. I won't have the sermon prepared for the next time I'm going to preach. I'm not going to be ready for that group I'm going to lead or that conference I'm at or whatever it is. Or I'm physically afraid. I fear sometimes what's happening in the arena of governments, and I see so much turmoil and unrest in the world, and we have a tendency to fear the future, not knowing what's going to happen. The economy goes up and down and our fears with it, but all the time Jesus is there saying, "Fear not." In the most dramatic and fearful things in our life, Jesus said, "I'm here. Fear not." Listen to what happened to John when he saw that glorious vision of Jesus Christ as he was on the island of Patmos. It's found in Revelation, the first chapter in the 17th verse. "And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead. And look, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death." You see, Jesus is right there in those fearful moments. And he has the right to say, "Do not fear, I am here." Because he brought this world into existence, he's going to take it out. And he will protect each one of us. That does not mean we do not go through difficult times. It does not mean that we don't have bad things happen to us in our relationships or at work or in our careers or whatever. But he said, "Fear not. I am the first and the last. I was alive, and then I was dead. And look, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the authority over such things. And I have given you eternal life. I have the right to do that, and I have done it." That's what he says to us. So take heart and take courage and fear not, for Jesus is always with us, even right now, even this day, whatever you may be facing, he is there. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus, I take great courage and great comfort when you say, "Fear not, I am here. I know you're with me, Lord. I know you sustain me. I know your grace is with me. I won't be intimidated by people who try to create fear within me. I will not be intimidated by circumstances that are fearful, because I have your grace and your promise that I have eternal life with you and that you're with me always, and I should not fear. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen."